Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Nerd Cube. With me, as always,
Sean,
Tim,
and tonight I think we're going to go ahead and start off with a little remembrance of Wes Craven, who passed away this past week. So I'm going to go ahead and pass it on over to Tim.
All right. Well, as we all know, Wes Craven died on August 30th, 2015, at the age of 76. In 1972 was his first major film, which was Last House on the Left. Since then, he has written and directed many of other movies, such as The Hills Have Eyes in 1977, Nightmare Elm Street 1984, Scream in 1996, and Cursed in 2005. His last movie he directed was Scream 4, 2011. So from 1972 to 2011, that man reigned supreme in all horror movies. All genres, all the way from werewolves and cursed to slashers in Freddy and Scream. I mean, Freddy was one of the original. His work is legendary. He is an amazing man. He is a writer, director, actor, family man. He had a son. He had a daughter. He was one of the greatest directors that we've come to know. He had his own certain charm he liked to put in things. And just, we would like to give about a 10-second moment of silence to the legend that is Wes Craven. If you guys would like to bow your heads in a moment of silence, please pay respect to Wes Craven, starting now. Alright, that's about 10 seconds.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Alright.
Thank you for participating in that with us. He was a great guy. He was one of my idols. Brought a lot of joy and a lot of terror to all of us. Alright, well,
yeah.
We're going to start over.
Nobody had a childhood unless they knew Wes Craven. Or at least, unless they didn't want to go to sleep without somebody telling them Freddy was going to get them.
Especially from our generation. I mean, 1984 was a year before I was born, so I literally know the Nightmare on Elm Street like to the T. But
again, you got Last House on the Left started it all. So
yeah, which is way before
that
time.
Yeah.
My first experience with horror movies was one time we were is a Halloween actually, and we were out trick or treating. We stopped by one of my parents' friend's house. Go inside, and they just happen to be watching Friday the 13th. We walk in. First thing I see is just a hand going right through frickin' Depp's chest. I'm just like, what the fuck? I'm like four. I shouldn't be seeing this.
My first experience with horror movies, I truly, honestly can't remember. The one I remember the most was this movie called Maximum Overdrive. I'm sure we've all seen it.
Yeah, Emilio Estevez versus the Green Goblin.
I was terrified of the movie, not because of the actions that happened in the movie, but because of the sound the truck made. Whenever the sound made the fucking chomp, chomp, chomp sound, which was just AC/DC shredding on a guitar, but it scared the living fucking piss out of me. I used to have to cover my ears just to watch that movie. I still get made fun of today. But my the one before that would be Michael Myers.
That's
my first experience.
That's my favorite.
That's my favorite too, but that was my first experience because I believe, well, Hellraiser is my dad's favorite, I believe. But Michael Myers was a very close
aside hand. From Evil Dead, maybe.
Well, that wasn't a slasher.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's weird. The first
I
the
just
horror
know how much your dad loves the movie.
In my first horror experiences have actually all been John Carpenter films. It's like it started with The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing was the first one I saw, and then it was Halloween, and then I saw Big Trouble in Little China. So it's like everything I saw originally was all John Carpenter stuff. So it was like, oh,
Big Trouble in Little China, a horror movie?
No, but
oh, okay.
You know some of the stuff in it. You see that beast on the back of his in the back of his big rig at the end of the movie? That's pretty fucking terrifying.
Have they confirmed that They're remaking that with The Rock, or was that just a rumor?
I thought it was confirmed, but again, who knows the way they make it anymore. It could be confirmed, they just haven't started filming it yet, and right. You know, The Rock always has a million things on his plate anyway. You smell The Rock is cooking.
Everything?
Exactly.
Even human flesh on a barbecue.
Well, in the jungle. Delicious. The Rock is attached to a Disney movie that's going to be coming out based on a Jungle Ride. Not the Jungle Book, but the Jungle Ride.
That ride is so beyond boring.
But yeah, it's like the animal, it's like something about the jungle animals or something like that.
It's an animatronic zoo. That is all it really is. This is a hippo. This is a giraffe. I mean, they do things.
If they want to get exciting, the hippo's going to have to drown somebody, right?
I did not enjoy it. I mean, I may have been too young to enjoy it. It might be funnier as an adult. I don't know.
You gotta go to the Wild Kingdom if you want to do that, right?
Go on a fucking real safari. They have a land for that now.
Now, if they're gonna have a ride like that, they need to, you know, throw in some cannibals or something.
Yeah.
Green Inferno. Speaking, Green Inferno.
I was like, speaking of that, there's a movie coming out like that called Green Inferno. I forgot what the director was, but it
Eli Roth.
Eli Roth.
Yeah, it is Eli Roth, isn't it? Thank you. they announced this a few years back. I believe it was 2013. It's a horror movie about a... Go ahead.
No, it's a movie.
The movie is about a group of student activists that are trying to save a rainforest, and they are traveling to the Amazon to save it or research to save it. I haven't really quite got into it because, well, it hasn't come out yet. It doesn't come out until the 25th, but I'm really excited about this movie because it's kind of going with this little horror thing we kind of have going on, which is kind of cool. The tagline of the movie is "No good deed goes unpunished," because they're trying to save the rainforest, and I guess from the trailer I saw earlier this week and earlier today, because I recapped over it, they're in a plane and they crash land. And a
which continent are they in? Which continent?
They're in the Amazon,
South America.
Yeah,
right. So it's like this is almost
I don't know if they really specify, but it's definitely a tribal area.
It just almost
the movie says that Amazon. Amazon to save the rainforest. So that's Brazil, right?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Area?
Yeah, Brazil and them. Yeah, it's South America.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay. No, it is.
I'm sorry. I was never that great at geography. Sorry.
It's all good. But no, yeah, you're right.
But yeah, those little cannibal guys.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, they find this weird tribe and it looks...
Well, the tribe finds them.
Well, yeah, I guess the tribe finds them. From the trailer, it looks like they wake up on the little canoes getting taken to the land, and they turn out to be cannibals, and they eat the fat guy first, of course. They always gotta eat the fat guy.
That's why I don't gotta worry about Kent.
Shut up. Is that why you hang out with me and Sean?
Yes. You guys are going first.
God damn.
You'll be slower in the zombie apocalypse, and if there's cannibals, they'll eat you first.
He's observing the rules.
I've thought this out.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to know that
everyone in this apartment but me is fat.
So I'm glad to know that you hang out with me and you've hung out with me since I was 13 just because
long-term
I'm fat.
Plan.
Oh, yeah, long-term plan. How do you think I feel? He thought this out for family.
So stop getting skinny. I had to plump him up. You saw how skinny Sean used to be.
That's fucked up.
Ryan was always on the plumper side.
No, Ryan was a thick kid. He was muscly.
He got very muscly for a minute.
But anyway, we don't need to be talking about that. That's rude. But yeah, so they get captured by a weird Amazonian tribe, and they start getting eaten. And it's about them trying to escape, and it looks really terrifying. I mean, not boo or ghost story wise, but like as in, oh my god, we are fucking screwed wise. To me, it kind of reminds me of Lost mixed with Cannibal Holocaust.
Know you're screwed.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
The one thing that stood out and kind of bugged me about what I saw in the trailer, though, is... Why do they have to give him those stupid bowl cuts?
The tribe, the villagers,
and it just makes them look so less intimidating.
Yeah, but you never think know that until they're digging out your skull with a fucking wooden spoon.
But a lot of that could just and be they just Hollywood.
Put a turtle shell over their head, cut around it.
I mean, they might just have really long hair. You never know. I mean, I'm not out there. I've never been in the rainforest. I don't know what they look like.
They won't give you time to actually ask them a question while they're filleting your flesh over an open fire.
Well, you might have dinner conversation, depending on how long you live, depending on where they start, really.
So how do my legs taste?
Yeah. How is that filet of foot? Is it delicious?
It really hurts like hell right now. I hope you're enjoying it. I can feel you kind of gnawing on it, even though I know I see you gnawing on it.
So, that movie looks pretty freaking intense. Then there's also a movie coming out a little earlier than the 25th called The Visit. I've looked into that movie as well, and that movie looks
crazy.
Interesting.
Shit. I don't know. It looks good, but looks terrible. But I don't know. It's definitely a movie I'm going to see.
Yeah, I want to take a look at it. My only problem is M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong, so...
M. Night,
oh my god, the village takes place in current days. Oh my god, the lady in the water should have stayed in the fucking
the
water.
The twist king is pretty much
it's a twist.
Okay,
yeah, what a twist.
It's a twist.
I hate that fucker sometimes. He almost ruined Will Smith's career with After Earth.
That's true. But yeah, he's got a movie called The Visit. It looks just like an excuse to be scared of grandparents. Truly trying to make no place safe for children anymore.
Well, and it could also be just a play on Alzheimer's, too.
Who's at my house?
Well, you never know.
I don't know. I think she would understand not to be topless scratching.
Well, my
question
is, why is the mom just such a bitch where she's just like, oh, she's just old.
Don't worry about it. She smashed her face against glass. She's just old.
They're just old.
So that looks pretty cool. So what current events are going on in Colorado today? Or, well, this weekend.
Taste of Colorado, that's for sure.
Is that coming up?
No, yeah, that is this weekend.
Oh,
Kansas was tonight, man.
Oh, Kansas was tonight. Is it the Huey Lewis? Or
no, it's Morris Day in the Time.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow,
and
I think.
Joan Jett and the
Morris Day
Black
in the
Hearts.
Motherfucking Time.
You get my bags.
Owee, owee, owee.
That sounds
good. Jungle Love.
Oh, God. But, yeah, so Taste of Colorado is this weekend. What is that all about again?
Just
letting people
food.
In.
Lots
oh,
and lots
right.
of food.
It's reminding people, it's like, hey, there's a famous Dave's
giant
around
turkey
here somewhere.
Is it really
awesome
popular
corn.
Stuff like that? I thought it was like...
any place that has food and has the ability to set up a truck or a booth.
Yeah. Good place to get some fried alligators.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, most of the restaurants do that. You want to know another good place
well,
to get some
fried
alligators?
Well, if you like food and old school
go
bands,
go
there.
Go to the Bass Pro Shop. There's a restaurant inside there. They got...
I'm never gonna eat at a restaurant inside
a
Bass Pro.
They're expensive.
Yeah, they are. I've been in a restaurant in Cabela's in Nebraska, and that was fucking expensive as hell.
Nebraska.
Mm. Nebraska.
You haven't done that.
You
Nebraska.
Know, you gotta let the southern out when you're talking about Nebraska.
Well, even though it's not
the west.
Any southern.
I guess the western. I don't know. Cowboy in me.
Corn.
Corn. Let's talk about corn.
Corn.
Isn't NDK this weekend?
Yes, NDK, Anime Con here in Colorado.
Obviously,
I choose
we're
you,
not
Pikachu.
There because I'm not personally into anime. I know some of it, but I'm no expert.
And
I
all
like
the
Pokemon.
Anime I've ever seen involving
yeah,
Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
is
Pokemon's about
some...
as far as I go. And
yeah,
what is anime?
All the anime I've ever seen involving Ghostbusters is usually some big boob chick anyway. So we're not big
what?
Boob chicks.
What? Huh?
Where
anime
did
Con?
That come in though?
Well, you're talking about anime.
Where did Ghostbusters come from?
Well, haven't you ever seen those things they do where they just do a random tie-in for anime? They have one with Poison Ivy. They got one with Harley Quinn. They got a Ghostbuster. And what it is this chick and like some... It's like the top part is the normal...
Man, Vinny has the statue, I think.
Yeah. The top part is a girl suit, but she's wearing... It's like a V-cut type.
I have never had... I've never seen this.
No?
No. But we will have
it
an
exists.
Anime episode. We may not talk that much, but I plan on having a few special guests. I'm going to talk to some people who will have an anime conversation for us on our podcast.
And we'll
sit in the
in.
Background and chime in and make fun of people every now and then. because that's what we do. So NDK, Anime Con, we know a few people that are going to be there this weekend. I believe isn't our buddy Vinny?
Yep. That is
he's
correct.
He's
going to NDK.
He wasn't able to get to Dragon Con because of work because he got that new job.
But speaking of that, Dragon Con's going on in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, that's where we wish we were. Fuck, I miss Dragon Con. Why can't I be where the people are?
Right.
Yeah, that's what we all want.
Need more cons.
Part of the PKE
surge?
Well,
no, we need more money. Well, that's what Dragon Con is the PKE surge.
Well, it's a thing that happens within Dragon Con.
Well, that's what I would be there for.
Yeah.
That's what I would want to be there for.
Which, for those that don't know, PKE surge is basically a giant gathering of Ghostbusters.
Yeah. What is some of the major things going on
there? Yeah, I don't know
there?
What else is at Dragon Con.
I've never seen it. I've only seen YouTube videos about it.
Well, that's terrible that we really only know about the PKE surge. We are pretty one-sided on that, guys. We're better at that.
Well, I'm sure it's
different than every other con. Panels and...
Yeah, true.
Crap like that.
There's always a mixture of stuff.
Is that where Ernie Hudson is?
That's where he's been many years, but I don't know if he's there this year.
We gotta like find him at a crow panel probably.
Crow? Oh yeah. I forgot about that. He was in that shit. What else is going on this weekend? Anything else?
Aside
from the cosplay party that we're going to tomorrow.
Yeah,
night,
that's right. We should talk about that, the cosplay party.
Which we're gonna try and maybe get some interviews stuff at, maybe put some of that in the podcast for next week.
Yeah, definitely.
Possibly. We'll see how the interviews come out and whatnot first.
Yeah, this we're new. We're new.
As you can tell.
But, yeah, we're going to try to get some interviews with some of the cosplay artists there. It's at a... Where's it at? CK Comics?
CK Comics in Manitou Springs.
That's going to be fun. I don't know if you guys have ever... been to a cosplay party, but I don't know if it's gonna be one of those because they get pretty out of hand sometimes.
Yeah, as long as there's not a bunch of furries, we're okay.
Well, you never know.
They can get out of hand,
like Timmy said last week. Furries are fucking creepy.
Furries are fucking creepy. Then there's one of our close buddies. One of our close buddies, he runs the Colorado Movie Cars. They are going to be cruising around Golden Saturday?
Oh, the Golden Cruise?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the Golden
Super
Cruise. I believe that's Saturday.
Is it Super Cruise?
The day this is airing, they're going to be cruising. So I apologize for telling you now. We were ill-prepared on what current events were happening this weekend. Last weekend.
But we thank you for listening anyway.
Yes, so we looked into it. Nothing's really going on next weekend. If anything comes up, we will try to tell you, but I doubt it's going to happen. The Colorado Movie Cars are doing the Golden Cruise. So if you want to see some classic cars get up to Golden, not just classic cars, but movie tribute cars, these classic cars are like...
Will they have the General Lee?
I don't know if the General Lee will make it.
Giant cruise. There's going to be everything up there.
Yeah, well, yeah, there is going to be everything up there. Motorcycles,
since they
everything.
Took it off TV, you got to find the General Lee somewhere.
Well, he was at, it's just that's an old car.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the Hudson Hornet was at the Rock and Roll Rock and Roll Car Show. But was having overheating problems because driving up there, it's hard to get up there for those old cars.
You gotta remember, plus how old is that car in the first place? Like,
yeah, the Hudson Hornet. Well, old,
it's like 40s or 50s.
So the Charger's not that young anymore, man.
Exactly.
They topped out at, well, the speedometer topped out at 85, for God's sakes. They're not as fast as people make them out to be unless they're modded. And it's hard to mod those cars because those parts aren't really made anymore.
Yeah. Exactly.
But they have their cruise going on. Our buddies in the 501st Mountain Garrison, they are at the Labor Day Balloon Festival on Sunday.
The 5th.
On the 5th. So tomorrow as well. Well,
yep.
Saturday. So
and
as you're hearing this,
by there.
so as you're hearing this, there's going to be hot air balloons in the sky with the 501st around them. Okay, so yes, again, we're late, but hey, I looked into next weekend, and on the 12th, they are going to be at the Arvada Harvest Festival. So get down to Arvada so you can see some Star Wars people. We all know that the fourth was
today.
Force Day, which would be today. Scott, would you like to tell them what the Force Day is?
You mean Force Friday.
Whatever, Force Friday, Force Day.
I mean, basically, they were just celebrating the release of the whole new toy line for the new movie.
Oh, okay, so new lightsabers and stuff like that?
Lightsabers, action figures, remote control, BB, whatever his name is.
Little droid.
That thing is so cool.
All the new stormtroopers and everything.
How does his head stay up there?
I don't know, but it's awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy looking when they show him running around.
I'm sure it's something simple.
God, I can't wait for that damn movie.
I was watching the news this morning. They say that those things, it's like when they bought them, they're like $100. But it's like after this morning, now they're all online for like $700.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but that's because everybody bought like 300 of them at a time because they didn't put a limit on them like they're supposed to.
Greedy bastards.
So now they're going to be all over eBay for three times as much as they were from the actual place.
Yeah.
That's how it always happens. Happy Ghostbuster toys.
I'm glad I do not collect Star Wars stuff.
I couldn't do that because, no.
Yeah,
it's just
much.
Too much.
Yeah,
too I much. Would be broke. I have to hand it to Star Wars, true Star Wars geeks, because they really only have enough money and enough time to dedicate themselves to Star Wars. I mean, I love Star Wars. I would... I know a
and
lot of
the Sith... And
they
all
want to
be the bad guys.
Well, no. 90% of them want to be real
Jedi. Well, the 501st, though, is that... They all want to be bad guys, technically.
Kind of. Yeah, I guess so, but... I think it's more or less that it's more of a recognizable alliance.
Well, yeah, I just want one of them lightsabers, and
that's
still fucking awesome.
It's hard to get a group of Siths together... Then you also have the same problem us Ghostbuster has. Who's Obi-Wan?
Where's the black one?
Yeah. So, wearing the robes also, if you're not allowed to...
the Avengers now.
If you're not able to bring the lightsaber in, because some cons are like that, they're crazy and they don't let you bring props in.
You can bring a hammer.
I mean, they're banning selfie sticks now. I guess that's the big thing.
That's
now.
A good thing.
Yeah, that's actually a good thing.
Stupid.
Yeah, they look like anal probes. You don't want that.
Oh, nobody wants that.
Selfie sticks are stupid.
Yeah, that's
I didn't know you
they
were
should
so
be allowed
angry
to
about selfie sticks.
Exactly, they're just rude. The only way selfie sticks should be allowed in there anymore is if you stick it up your own ass. And then you can
what
take it.
What is with your ass play with the selfie
right?
stick?
Sean's got an anal fixation.
Well, no,
right?
the selfie stick is rude, and you just don't need it.
It's not rude. I mean, it's rude in a group of people. I mean...
Actually, that's the only time it makes sense is in a group of people.
No, the only time it makes sense is when you're out with a group of people.
Oh, yeah.
If you're out with a group of people, and you're on a bridge, yeah, selfie stick. You can take a picture with the nice scenery. You're at a museum and you all want to take a picture with the caveman. Ask somebody across the hall to take the fucking picture for you. I mean, if they look shady, don't go up to them and ask them to take a picture. Don't ask the first person you see. Look at some guy that looks kind of clean cut or ask a woman or ask an employee. Be like, hey, we're with this group of people. Could you take our picture real fast? You don't need to be in the middle of a public area where there's 1,000 people and crowding away and take a selfie stick and punch somebody in the eye with it. Yeah, no. So I get why they're banned at cons and stuff like that. Not to mention you can steal or not steal things, but like put them at certain angles to where you can get like actors and stuff from the celebrity areas who charge for pictures. But you can get a good picture because you're lifting it up over the barrier that they're not supposed to be, you know, you're not supposed to see. So I can see why they're banned at cons.
And they could easily use them for upskirts and shit.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. So those girls that are bitching about selfie sticks, they're kind of saving people from getting your panty shots.
Well, yeah, no, they just want to look like that. They don't want to be like some glory hole victim or some shit.
terrible. So But it's just weird that you can bring in a giant-ass sword, but you can't bring in a freaking selfie stick. That's what I find funny. You can buy axes and shit sometimes at places like that, but you can't bring in a gun that doesn't have an orange tip because it doesn't look fake enough.
And sometimes pictures sometimes pictures are more dangerous than some of those things.
Exactly. But, so that's pretty much what's going on nerd-wise in our area. NDK is at the Denver Sheridan. Dragon Con, again, is in Georgia. I don't exactly know where. Golden Cruise, Labor Day, Balloon Festival, the Arvada Harvest Festival. And that's pretty much what I got so far for that. So, let's just do some topics, guys. What do you guys want to talk about tonight?
I'm just hearing lots of weird noises out the corner of my... Oh, okay. That's a little chihuahua. God, that thing scares the crap out of me sometimes. It sounds like a demon, man.
It's just this tiny little... These are chihuahuas. They're all fucking demons. Yeah,
50% tremble, 50% hate. It's like, oh.
Yes.
More or less.
There's just certain those things.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that.
So he might be part exorcist, or he's performing an exorcist on a chihuahua in there.
The
right?
power of Christ compels you.
Yeah, there's definitely some crazy noises coming from the other
group. Young priest and an old priest in there, just for a chihuahua.
Right. I mean, it's definitely getting
holy
the season for Halloween. So, you know, there's nothing better than a little.
Anyway.
Yeah, a little bit of that. Get you going.
So, how about Fear the Walking Dead? You guys have both watched both episodes of that, right? What
yes.
do you guys think about that so far?
Well, it's different.
I like the approach that it's going so far, and yeah, it's definitely different because we're getting to see it from the beginning, and technically.
It's definitely very slow. I like it. But I don't like it. I mean, it's got all of the all the ingredients to make a good
zombie.
Yeah, exactly. To get a good zombie
just
movie, a good zombie show. Right? It's not. It doesn't have exactly the components that Walking Dead has.
I mean, it hasn't focused on the gore yet, but. Again, I think what they're waiting to do is they're going to wait until the last couple episodes of this season.
I'm talking about a little more than just gore.
Walking Dead. They
want to
focus
has,
on a story right now.
Well, Walking Dead has an extremely good story.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get at. They have an extremely good storyline. They have good character base. But that's because you quickly bonded with them because... They were already in that situation.
Exactly.
You were barely out of the zombie apocalypse. You were out of it within like 10, 15 minutes of the first show in the first season.
I'm just trying to follow
because
these people.
Yeah. You watched Rick get shot in the first episode, and then when he wakes up, zombie apocalypse. So everything from there on out is drama.
Starts with Rick getting shot, ends with Merle on a roof.
Well, and then two... There is a good chunk of us that were invested from the start because we already had an attachment to some of these characters because of the comic books.
A lot of us did, but I'm just saying, like, mass society, I'm sorry about saying it like that, but...
Well, it's different for us that know that Rick doesn't have an arm in the comics and that Rick just hasn't lost his arm yet in the show.
It's a podcast.
Right.
People
well,
should know their stories.
That happened how long ago in the comics?
Well,
so if you don't know,
that was one of Kirkman's regrets.
There's a lot of people out there that don't have time for comics and stuff like that, and that's what I'm trying to say is like they quickly grew attached to these people because they could instantly put themselves in that situation. Oh, she just cut those zombies' heads off because it was her or them because we know we're in that mental
right.
state. Fear the Walking Dead is in a different... I mean, it's in the same universe as that, but it's before that happened.
Yeah, they don't know what zombies are.
Right now, Rick is
in his
either,
coma.
He's either in his coma or he's not even shot yet. We don't know exactly the time period that he got shot.
But most of it's supposed to take place during his...
I'm sure they might clue into that. They'll do a little throw-in handout thing, but...
You'll
I
see a newspaper
seen...
article some laying around somewhere about him being
news
shot.
Lines from Georgia.
Virginia they... cop shot.
Georgia?
No, Virginia. They were in Virginia first. They're from Virginia, then they went to Georgia. They were going to Atlanta because it was the closest major city.
Not, well, not television-wise.
Yeah, he was from West Virginia or something like that.
Was he?
Rick is a West or
okay.
Southern Virginia cop.
Okay, I might have missed that. I thought he was a Georgia sheriff.
Mm-mm.
But anyway... My bad. I guess I missed the Virginia part.
Well, just go. You got the comics.
No,
you?
No,
or,
I don't.
You know your brother does.
Yes, I know he does. You know, he has everything. He's fucking Richie.
I need to borrow some of those. No.
I couldn't. Yeah.
He's like,
but
nope, not going to happen.
They're also in a universe where zombies didn't.
Well, they don't
they,
call
they
them
don't
zombies exo- either.
Yeah, well, they don't. But they don't exist. Oh, there's never been a movie like George A. Romero. There's never been a book. There's never been any of this. There wasn't a white
shame.
Zombie in 1972.
Yeah.
There wasn't any of that shit.
It's not part of popular culture.
Exactly. So when they see the dead rising, they don't know what we think we know.
That's why they don't go
it's
for
all
the head.
Fake
they just
anyway.
Shoot.
Yeah, we all say we would instantly, you know, kill the person, but...
We're not in that
situation.
Yeah,
we're
situation.
Not going to seriously think that
so
a
that
zombie
thing,
apocalypse.
So a lot of people, I think the reason it was easy to connect with those people because they were already in that situation, but we know that situation. So when we see people that don't know what that is, we hate them for it because we're like, you're so stupid. That's a zombie. Kill it in the head. Don't you know that's a fucking zombie? The answer is no. No, they don't know
well,
that's
yeah,
a
exactly.
fucking zombie.
That's why with the Fear the Walking Dead, we get to play dumb with them for a while.
Exactly, and that I think that's why it's getting a lot of bad rep out there. Is that there's a lot of people out there that
yeah.
aren't catching that grasp that this is all new. This is supposed to be... We're all supposed to be virgins in this. I think it's a little weird that they threw this out at this point in time after being so in-depth in Walking Dead, but some people like money.
Mm-hmm. And some people are just gonna do whatever they gotta do to make that money. Exactly. So, I mean, yeah. So that's what that is. And the good thing about this is, as soon as Fear the Walking Dead ends, which is only gonna be a 6-episode run, then the actual Walking Dead starts again.
Except for this Sunday. It's not on this Sunday. Did you
yeah,
know?
They're already
well,
doing
Labor
a 2-week break. Yeah, but because of. The
Labor Day
weekend. I'm
yeah,
sure.
But why 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah. So that they can wait until October. Oh, God. What is that? Hold on. I got
no, 2 weeks. It'd be next weekend.
Well, I know, but
or the weekend after.
Actually.
Yeah. I was going to say, next weekend. I just saw last weekend was episode 2. They're not having one this weekend. They're not
well,
having
Walking
one next
Dead
weekend.
Doesn't start
October
11th.
October 11th.
I know that. And that's going to be freaking intense.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to take over that safety town because Rick's lost his mind or something.
Yeah, but
I don't
see
there.
Him going against...
They are definitely
her.
Going way off the wall from comic in that show now.
Yeah, but I think I see them trying to do what they can to stay there. I don't see him going against... Oh my, Diane? Yeah. Who the hell's Diane?
Who the hell's Diane? But again, we're not going to know what happened at all because, like I said... I haven't said, but...
But
I will
obviously
say
Morgan
they're going
get...
Tarantino with it, where they're going to show the ending first, then end at the beginning, which will be the ending, which is weird.
But they've done
but again,
that
that's
before,
just
right?
Some theory in some magazine article on the internet, so you can never really truly trust those things.
Yeah, I could have swore they've done this before, where they've started at one point and just to end up. At the end of the
well,
episode,
they,
where they were at the
they've
beginning.
They've done shows
for just
like
a, yeah,
that.
A single episode.
They're doing
yeah,
the entire
oh, okay.
season like that.
Oh, the entire season.
Yeah, well, that's what how the article made it sound. So I could still be wrong. It might could just be
that's
the,
still going to be intense.
Dogs and Cats, alright. But yeah, so that's gonna be interesting. Fear the Walking Dead's gonna be interesting.
Oh yeah.
I think it's got potential to be good.
I mean, we won't know until the 6 episodes are done, so.
Well, yeah, exactly, and that's just the beginning. It's, depending on, this is, swear to God, it's like Taco Bell testing their, I gotta bring that up. Let's lead into that. Taco Bell, it's like Taco Bell and their, Dorito tacos. You can only get them in certain areas and only for a limited time to test the waters to see how well they sold. And then they liked it. That's what they're doing here. Fear the Walking Dead. They're giving us a little bit. They're giving us 6 episodes and they're going to be, how do you like it?
They're using the same exact formula that they used for Walking Dead. The first season of Walking Dead was only 6 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
But it followed
the
comic.
That was a long time ago.
Right, but it followed the comic.
Well,
right.
But this has no comic to follow.
Correct.
Well,
kind of.
this is a whole original story. Yeah, this is a whole new form.
It's original arc, yeah.
Yeah, it is a different formula, but it's a new arc, yeah.
It's even filmed different.
It is definitely filmed different. But quickly, I'm just going to go over this whole Taco Bell thing, which is absolutely disgusting.
The ghost pepper thing isn't bad. Loaded grill.
No.
Sorry.
They're making a deep fried chicken skin taco.
What the
The taco shell is made out of chicken skin. But, I mean, there's no other meat in it, so it's also the meat. But they're gonna fill it with, like, avocado spread, tomatoes, lettuce, cheese.
Doesn't sound bad.
Inside of a folded up chicken skin.
Is that their answer to the Double Down?
I don't know what the hell it is. This is just something I heard on the radio this morning. It sounds absolutely disgusting.
What?
It's going off in L.A. first, I think. I think it was Las Vegas or Los Angeles, I think.
A few things. You know what I heard is happening on October 6th? Breakfast at McDonald's all day, every day.
Well, it's coming up soon, huh?
October 6th.
But I think I came up with the name for this episode.
Taco Bell
chicken skin tacos.
I mean, it's terrible.
Better than human skin lampshades.
Hey,
I don't know.
Those are actually look pretty cool.
Did you see the chair?
Yeah, dude.
Those things are fucking.
Those are
wicked.
Cool. I like them a lot. But yeah, chicken skin taco, my friend. Prepare for that in Taco Bell. You're not fat enough, America. Let's eat chicken skin tacos.
Prepare your colon.
Just look
dude.
Out for anybody who looks like Kevin Spacey from
and
7.
Blow up a toilet near you.
You think you needed Chipotle away. Oh, that reminds me. What? South
Park.
They're
getting sued. The South Park coming back.
What's going on with South Park?
They're going to be starting their 19th season. They've been ever since they changed. What they used to do was have like almost 2 seasons a year, and now they got it to where they only do 1 season every year, and that's kind of what Futurama was on for a while before they ended. So it just makes you wonder. It's like, I think South Park's gonna end anytime soon.
No, I think they're going for Simpsons record. Well, that's if Simpsons would stop making new
episodes.
But
they're only gonna be about this time of year, because what is that? It's gonna be on September 16th. Oh, and right after the premiere of South Park is this thing called Moonbeam City.
That looks wicked.
With the voice of Rob Lowe.
It does.
It looks intense. Yeah, it's like 80s all in your pants. It's going to be intense.
It's a very colorful looking Archer.
It definitely reminds
me.
Very
80s.
It does look very 80s.
It's like Miami Vice.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely Miami Vice.
Well, did you ever see the DLC for Far Cry 3?
The Blood Dragon.
Yes, Blood Dragon. It kind of looks like that.
Or what was that 80s, that YouTube video movie that we watched?
Oh,
Kung Fury.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Oh my God! If you have not seen that, go look it up on YouTube.
But
right
now.
It's a good
movie.
30 minutes.
Looks good. It had a lot of good voice actors.
Rob Lowe, Elizabeth Elizabeth Banks.
Yes, yeah. Will Forte.
She, you know who she is, right?
Yeah, the blonde chick.
Starfire.
From,
no, wait, yeah, is that it? No.
No,
no, it's not Starfire. Wildfire. No.
No.
Oh, man. I'm
You're
sorry.
Thinking Bubble Boy. She's
no,
not
no, no,
Bubble
no.
Boy.
From Lego. Lego movie. She was.
Oh, yeah.
Then, yeah, then she was Wild.
Wild Style?
Wild Style.
Yeah, Wild Style.
Wild Style.
Okay.
Yeah. God damn.
And then,
Lego movie.
But, yeah, and then she was in 30 Rock and a bunch of others.
Isn't she the blonde girl
now.
From Zack and Mary makeup?
Yeah, that
yeah, she's married.
Slither.
Well, she was in Slither because she's married to the guy that you know who that guy is, the same guy who directed
the guy
Guardian of the Galaxy.
Does he have a name?
Yeah, James Gunn.
There you go.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Like, speak. Wasn't she in Guardians of the Galaxy?
No,
she's
she
I'm thinking Hunger Games for some reason.
Yeah,
oh,
she
yeah,
is
she's
in Hunger Games.
That's
and
her.
She's in all the Spider-Mans from Sam Raimi. She's J. Jonah Jameis's secretary.
Yes, she is. So, she's in it, and she's a great actress. She's funny. She's got a pretty cool voice. Rob Lowe, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the main character.
Okay, yeah, he's going to be freaking awesome in that. But it literally looks, I don't know, it looks like an 80s archer with, like, 70s clothing. It's just really Asian-y action style.
It's kind of funny because
it looks off. It looks very, I don't know. It looks pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
That's just funny the way he said that because Archer is just like is a James Bond movie from the 70s. They're all dressed like they're from the 70s.
It is. Well, sometimes until Carol decided that she wanted to be a country music star. That was a funny ass season. If you guys haven't seen that season,
was that one of the same seasons where Pam got skinny?
That is the same season. That Pam got skinny.
You want
they
ants?
Huh?
You want ants?
You want ants? Is that
how
you
get
ants? No, the which Pam gets skinny is Archer and Pam go to try to sell this gigantic kilo of coke while Ray and Carol try to make Carol a country music star because she got some brain implant by Krieger that made her change her personality. It was a fucking great season. God, I love Archer.
Did you hear about the guy who passed away a couple months ago? It was the actor, the voice actor of his butler, Woodhouse.
Woodhouse, yeah.
Yeah, Woodhouse.
His
no
butler
longer
died?
With us. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I missed my attention.
Yeah, he was old.
So
he was old. He was old.
But you know, he was a talented man.
Oh, what else?
Left behind a big bucket of work.
Big
bucket
of
work.
I don't know.
He was gonna say big
really?
Bucket of win, but he didn't want to rip off
Kevin
Babylon.
Smith. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
oh,
Kevin
what?
Smith's answer to everybody who dies. Oh man,
speaking
what a big
Kevin
bucket
Smith.
Of win.
Speaking of Kevin Smith.
Yes, we got our tickets.
I know it's still a couple months away, so we will be saying it again and again and again, but we are going to open mic night with Kevin Smith.
Evening
with Kevin Smith. It's Q&A. It's December 14th. Well, at least our show is.
At the Comedy Works.
We are going to be there, yeah, so losers. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. It's gonna be awesome.
I love Kevin Smith. If you don't like Kevin Smith, well, you don't have to listen to
it.
Yeah,
you can turn this
off
now.
Well, it'll be nice to finally not see him in Boulder. This is the first time I've seen him in Denver.
It'll be nice to see him in Denver. It'll be nice to see him up close and personal
in a small
and
venue.
In a place that we might be able to actually see him.
Yeah,
and if I offer to smoke with him, he probably hopefully won't take my.
He will
threatening.
Tell you no.
Well, of course he would, but Doug Benson
please,
made it sound threatening.
Please don't ask him that. Why
well,
did
I
Doug
won't.
Benson? Why did Doug Benson make it sound?
Well, he was just like talking about. He's like, what if that's like the new type of cyberbullying? It's like because
Sean said you have to smoke.
I gotta join. I have to smoke with you, and he's like, oh.
Sounds like you're going to hold me down and make me smoke.
All right, it's legal, bitch.
Legal, bitch.
I would have been like, well, maybe we are.
Now that you gave us that idea,
that's exactly what
we're
doing.
Do.
But no,
now smoke it, bitch.
No, I don't even want to smoke with him. I just want
to get his
does.
Autograph on my damn comic book.
I just want
to
shake
I'll
the fucker's hand.
Book,
I have his autograph.
I have his autograph Yeah, on my action figure.
I've seen him a few times. I got his autograph. I just want to shake it. Well, that sounded terrible. I want to shake his hand.
I'm going to shake him and lay him down for a nap. Like a,
maybe if you tweet him and offer him a hand, do you mean?
I don't want to give him an old fashioned. I said shake him like a baby. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, what was the story that he told us when he was here about somebody at the airport here trying to
that was a while ago.
Take a picture underneath the stall.
Underneath the stall. Yeah. He thought it was me.
I would freak the fuck out if I just saw a camera come under the stall.
That's terrifying.
I don't know what I would do in that situation. I couldn't imagine being so famous someone would want to do that.
Take a picture of me taking a shit?
Right. No. Like, do you try to grab the hand? Do you try to, like, grab the camera?
I don't know. You just kind of kick it away, I think.
I'd be in shock.
What if somebody tries to crawl under there and be like, give me back my camera?
Oh, that'd be terrifying, all coming at you, all weird.
At least they'd be coming from a vulnerable angle where you could just stomp on them.
But you gotta remember, you haven't finished dropping your douche yet. What are you doing?
Drop it on their face.
That's right.
Who does number two work for?
You just hold it down and shit right in their mouth. That's what you do.
And then run the fuck out.
Is that why sometimes you find big old piles of toilet paper next to the toilet?
No, those are just lazy people. I've worked at a Burger King and
they're like,
shit,
we don't know what running water
is. Yeah. In the middle of the bath. It wasn't even in a stall. It was just in the middle of the bath. You opened up the door, fucking pile of shit. I'm all, how did they even get away with that?
It's like people trying to, like, throw up and they just walk into a restroom and go, you know what, the toilet looks good, but you know what, blah, right here on the floor, that's a lot better. Blah. And then you try to go tell somebody puked and they're like, well, I'm not going in there. Thank you for letting me know.
I've seen so much shit in a goddamn bowling alley bathroom.
And most of it was shit.
I don't know, that's even questionable.
Yeah. I worked in a 7-Eleven, I've seen some fucked up shit in a bathroom.
Is that blood?
Dude,
I think the funniest thing was
I found plenty of coke resin.
Damn. I remember when I was working at a Blockbuster, we had a plumber come in.
Resin.
And there was a clog in the ladies' toilet, and he's like, dude, you gotta tell those ladies to quit flushing their Kotex. It's like, it's not meant to be flushed like that.
No, they're not really.
He's like, tell them to throw it in the trash.
That's a weird conversation to be having.
Especially between three guys.
But the plumber told me that. It was just like this post I saw on Facebook. It was an actual thing that went around some school. I think it might have even been CSU. They were telling him to stop jerking off in the shower.
Oh, it was
clogging up all
sticky,
the drains.
The
bodily fluids are not meant to go down the drain.
That's terrible.
Just terrible. They're meant for gym socks.
Ew. No, that's how they get crusty and smell bad.
Right? That's how you ruin your washer,
why,
right?
Why can't people just use tissues like a normal person? Clean it up and throw it away. You don't need to have a rag. It's not like a Mr. Hanky. I don't even like handkerchiefs.
Somebody's like, I got my special DNA sock just in case. It's like, you ever want to make a clone?
Exactly.
Go for it.
Exactly. You always got to leave a little behind just in case they're able to clone.
Just in case.
Just in case.
So are you just fucking jizzing everywhere, hoping that someday somebody's like, hey, I found semen on my wall.
Dude,
I'm going to clone this person.
If you turned on a black light in this place,
I can only imagine.
I
don't want to be dry. I don't want to be sitting on any fucking couch now. This is terrifying.
Terrifying.
No, it really is. I'm scared. You're my best friend, but I don't want to be that close to you where I'm sitting in your semen. That's terrifying. I'm going to take a shower when I get home.
This
and it's
podcast
like 1 o'clock
is
in the
taking
morning.
Quite the twist.
Is this your fault for talking
this
about
this?
This
is what happens when you podcast at 1 in the morning.
Oh, God. So technically it is the 5th, so all those calm things are happening today.
Yes. If this goes up later today, which it should.
It should be. Okay. Where are we at?
Okay. We're at about 50 minutes.
We got a little bit of time. I'll just go over a couple movies real quick that you can keep your eye out for this September. We've already gone over Green Inferno. What else? We went over Visit.
I don't know when it comes out, but there's that new Elijah Wood movie, Cooties.
Oh, yeah.
That looks insane with freaking zombie outbreak in an elementary school.
Dude, I Cooties know. Means zombies.
That looked freaking hilarious. I want to know how brave they are. Because
have you seen
American
Maniac yet?
It's R,
no,
so.
Elijah Wood, the movies Elijah Wood has been involved with lately have been pretty intense. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. Yeah, but again, that's not child intense. There's not really been very many movies that brutally murder children, like eat them alive, and you actually watch them. I want to see a child. I guess this might be.
Wow.
This might be a little morbid.
Yeah, tell us how you really feel.
But I want to see a child get its freaking chest ripped open like an adult.
Oh, and did you see Dead Snow? Remember when he was trying to give that kid...
Well, yeah, but that's...
Dead Snow 2, I'm sorry.
That's different. I don't know. It's just...
Yeah,
because
he's got a zombie arm.
Yeah.
I get you. But that kid got ripped. Because
this
open.
Is a all bunch of kids turning into zombies. I want to see how bad they tear people up. I mean, Children of the Corn
just
was the last thing that really had a mob of children fucking the hell out of people.
Oh, it's Zombie Land when the mom was trying to get away in that minivan.
That's not really a mob of zombie kids, though. That was
there was a
them.
Bunch of girls in skirts, man.
That if you watch closely, grow to men on the back of that van.
Yes.
There are two little girls running towards the van. All of a sudden, there's three grown men in dresses, just hairy legs.
Yeah, the Metallica song's supposed to throw you off, so...
Oh,
you're
God.
Supposed to pay attention to that.
Oh,
you're
God.
Like, yeah,
dude,
this song
the first
fucking
time,
rocks.
There's a couple of faux pas in that movie that I can count. They're,
still in it.
Oh, I love
movie,
that movie.
Zombie
there's
Land
just,
2 is going
to
be great.
There's a part where... There's a part where he goes into the shopping mart to get a Twinkie. At the very beginning, when they get to the mart...
Did you see it on the shelf? There's Twinkies on the shelf. He walks past Twinkies.
I don't know if I saw that.
He walks past Twinkies, man. You pause it. You see, he walks past Twinkies.
I didn't see that part, but what I saw was when they first get there, there's a green pickup truck in the parking lot.
Oh, my.
And then when they're leaving, that truck is gone.
Who the fuck took the truck?
Ren, how many characters are there in that movie?
Them and the girls and Bill Murray.
So, 5? Where does he get 6? When he's talking to Bill Murray, he says, 6 fucking people alive and one of them's Bill fucking Murray. Where does he get 6?
Did they leave somebody alive? I don't know.
I think they just fucked up. And nobody caught it. Then there's also a part where a jar's open, he closes it, and then they show it again, and it's open again. They can do shit like that all the time in movies, and it annoys the crap out of me because
right.
That's just shitty editing.
You know what the unbelievable thing about that movie is? Of all the vehicles they find with gas, is a Hummer.
Right. You know, the fucked up thing is there is somebody whose job it is to make sure those little things stay consistent.
Right?
Editing mishaps.
Editors need to do their jobs better in Hollywood, especially during those movies. Another movie I want to talk about real quick. I don't know when it comes out. Look at it. Boy Scouts versus Zombie... Or Boy Scouts Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
Yeah, that looks...
That looks hilarious.
Awesome.
These are very funny looking horror movies. That's about a Boy Scout group that... I don't know. I think they go to a party, and by the time they come back to... town, it's
all hell's broke.
Well, not all hell breaks loose. They first get there, it's completely deserted. Then all of a sudden, they go to the stripper joint. The stripper's all bleeding on them. It looks hilarious. That's all I'm going to say. That they might go into a school. I know they go, I think they go to a rave, is what it looks like. And they kill all the people in the rave.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like to me. But I don't know the
party or something.
Yeah, I haven't really looked into it. I've only seen the trailer, and it looks hilarious. But what time is it?
We're just about at an hour.
All right. Well, anything you want to go over?
Not really.
I mean,
I think we've hit a lot of good points, unless you guys want to talk Batman comics real quick.
We can talk Batman comics real quick.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of that, actually, that's going on in the DC world in general, because I can talk about a little bit of Robin comics, too. I can throw some of that out there.
Like the VR Robin, or what?
Yeah, I'll get into that. Let's start with Batman, though, because it's Scott.
Well, right now, spoilers again, so, yeah. Whatever. Currently, I don't know if you guys know, but Batman is not Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I know this.
Oh, is that the one you're talking about with Gordon?
It's Commissioner Gordon right now.
Yes. Because
Bruce Wayne has basically lost every memory he ever had.
What?
Oh. So Bane broke his back and broke his memory. He snapped his spine.
No. Did Bane kill him this time?
No, it had nothing to do with Bane. It was a Joker. They were in a cave with, I can't remember the name of the chemical, but this chemical was basically what they used to make the Lazarus pits.
Oh.
So this is it, a Lazarus pit in its purest form.
Yeah.
And this is what Joker used to grow his face back and to keep healing and stuff.
Okay.
And so him and Batman get in a fight around this tiny little puddle of what's left of it. And the whole cave falls in, you know, basically kills them both. Crushes Batman's skull. And so, you know, of course, Batman can't die.
Well, it doesn't mean he can't go into a coma either.
Well, the chemical basically somehow gets into him, so it basically recreates his brain from nothing, so it's a blank slate.
Really?
So he has no memory of his training, anything.
Nice.
And so the GCPD, assuming Batman's dead, starts their own Batman program.
Oh, because nobody's Batman.
Yeah.
But of course, Gordon gets to be Batman.
Well, no, they just assume that he died in that collapse.
Doesn't Commissioner Gordon not know it's Bruce Wayne?
I thought he did, but I guess not.
Okay.
The Nightfall.
Because they're like, obviously Bruce Wayne's still walking around, right?
He is now. Yeah, because now he's basically, since he doesn't have any of the anger training, nothing. And Alfred's told him everything except for the fact that he was Batman.
That's screwed.
But it's because Alfred wants him to have a normal life now.
Well, that's still greedy of him. He's still
just away.
So did he tell him about the parents dying?
Yeah. He told him everything.
Man, okay. What a thing to not remember.
Well, wouldn't he still have the... I guess not. He didn't see it happen. So.
Yeah, he didn't experience it firsthand and have all that
weird.
So
it's a government project, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's going on there? How's Gordon doing that? Isn't he an old crippled dude?
No, he's in this series. He's only in his
cripple.
Like, I think.
Well, I know Oracle's crippled.
I think early 40s, maybe.
Huh?
I think he's only in his early 40s, maybe.
Okay, so he's
so,
fairly.
And
young,
I mean, and he's in
an,
and it's an armored suit for the most part, like.
Okay.
Like Dark Knight Returns?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, most of the time. He does have, like, a kind of cool-looking little, almost Batman Beyond-ish-looking little suit
that
he wears
that
outside of the big suit, but for the most part.
Didn't Ezreal kind of have a metal Batman suit?
Ezreal?
Ezreal.
Yeah, when he did his little stint as Batman, he made that badass-looking
suit.
Yeah,
he was cool. He was cool.
Was
he was psycho!
That was the Batman that had the crossover with Punisher.
Yes, well, he had a crossover with quite a few people.
Yeah.
And he wasn't Batman. He was
exactly.
Ezreal. He just tried to be Batman, and he failed miserably because he went psychotic and tried to kill
those
everybody.
Are pretty fun in the dark,
Arkham
Knight.
That's what happened. Did he go crazy and try to kill everybody?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. A lot of people end up doing that when they try to be Batman. Can't take it. The only person that has is, Dick Grayson.
So far,
yeah. Well, unless you read The Dark Knight. Oh God, what was it? The Dark Knight. What was it? What did he write another? It was a Frank Miller one.
There's
where
Returns.
Dick Grayson got fired from being Robin, and he turned into a Joker of sorts. He basically
But that's a one shot, and that's not part of continuity.
No, but Frank Miller knows how to write a good story.
Yeah, it's good. Probably it's a good story arc, but that's not part of continuity.
No. Well, that's why look, that dog came out. That's why whenever Kevin Smith and Walt Flanagan get time, that their widening gyre sequel or whatever the hell it is going to be the last of it's widening gyre. Yeah. It's going to be the last of that particular universe.
Yeah, I know.
Because ever since then, everything's been New 52, yeah.
Well, not everything. They're going to let a couple of the things go, I think. I'm not sure.
They basically told Kevin Smith that he gets to close the door on that.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, he gets to basically do whatever.
Well, he needs to finish that comic then.
Well, yeah.
They're trying to, but he's gonna finish like.
Well, if he'd stop doing
first.
75 fucking podcasts and 25 movies
and 75 cons.
He got called out the other week on Hollywood Babylon because he was doing edumacation, and he was trying to do a spot where he was promoting a thing they were doing in San Antonio, and he's like, "I'm gonna be in San Antonio with what's his name? Ralph Garman." And Ralph's like, wow, 5 fucking years and this is what I get? Wow, thanks a lot, man.
And when you're that busy, you forget shit.
That's exactly what he said. That's what he said. He's like, well, I was doing a lot of shows in Texas and I couldn't remember who I was doing that show with. And I was like, was I doing it with Jay? Was I doing it with this? It definitely wasn't a Smodcast.
I'm
sorry.
We're a little over now.
I'm going to talk quickly about We Are Robin real quick. We Are Robin is about a group of kids that are getting text messages from some random dude that is telling them to go certain places to stop crime. There's a main character, I forget his name right now, and it kind of pisses me off.
The African-American fellow?
Yes.
Yes, he's a good one.
Yes, I like him. He's my favorite character, but right now I forgot his name.
I can't remember.
Because I'm trying to think fast because we are kind of over time.
There is no time where we need to go.
He goes under the sewer, fights this guy that looks like a rat.
He needs to
poop. He gets almost overwhelmed, and then this group of kids that are all wearing the Robin symbol go and beat the crap out of this group of people. And then he gets interrogated, and now he is part of this Robin crew. There's a lot more that's going on, but I'm not going to get into it because we are over time. But if you haven't read We Are Robin, I recommend it. It's really, really well. It's written well. It's drawn well. I enjoy it. Have either of you guys read it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've
really
been digging it.
I've only been able to get the 2 episodes in.
Do you remember the main character's name right now?
I do not.
See,
I've been reading so many comics lately that I just kind of...
So have I. I've been reading older comics, too, because for some odd reason I'm rereading, my favorite Batman and Robin series when Dick Grayson is Batman and Damian Wayne is Robin. I'm reading through that again. So right now I'm scatterbrained too because I got a whole bunch of shit going on up there, plus I'm trying to get everything going on with charities and stuff like that that we can set up.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm about to start Long Halloween again.
Nice. I need to finish Old Man Logan. I need to get some more of those.
Alright, well, we are way over time now.
Only 5 minutes.
Oh, well, okay. From over here, it looked a little longer than that. I can't really...
You never know. Someday
this
podcast
this
might just be 5 hours long.
Yeah,
you'll like
it. Chop
it
up. No. All right, well, you guys have a good night. Have a good day whenever you actually
listen to this. And
just think of us when you go to bed at night.
Ooh,
if you're ladies, think of us when you touch yourselves.
Whoa, don't go that far.
I went there. It's done and over with.
Oh, yeah, turn the bass up on your speakers.
Wow.
Sorry, I had to throw in a little Howard Stern there.
Baba Booey, Howard Stern's penis.
That's terrible.
Okay, we didn't have to mention the penis. But hey, there it is.
Well,
all right.
Have a good one.
And we will talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening. I love you.
Thank you for listening. I love you.